Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all Motown hits from April to June of 1966. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Spinners, The Marvelettes, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, The Four Tops, and Jimmy Ruffin. Well, the first artist we'll hear from is Stevie Wonder. Well, having established a more mature sound with the song Uptight, Everything's All Right, Stevie stayed in the same pounding mode for the song coming up, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby. Its producers retained the basic form of Uptight, using the identical drum pattern down to the fills, though they dropped the tom-tom. Like Uptight, it's basically a one-chord song, but this time there's a middle eight to give a break from the relentless beat. We were trying to copy off the other one that was such a big hit. The late Hank Cosby, one of the writers of this song, once admitted. Well, co-writer Sylvia Moy, a Northeast Detroit native, was discovered singing at the Caucus Club downtown by Mickey Stevenson and Marvin Gaye. Well, they came in, they listened to me, invited me over to the studio, and asked me to come to Motown for an audition. And here is Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Yeah! Hearts on Fire.
With a song called Truly Yours that only reached 111 back in the featured year of 1966. Well, Ivy Joe Hunter, the producer, was really the only Motown person that took a great interest in the Spinners, one of the group's members, Bobby Smith, recalled. Well, neither one of us was on the A-list, so that put us in the same ballpark, didn't it? Ivy Joe recalled. It's like the minor leagues. You don't have to go far to find out that the teams you're going to be playing with are in the minor leagues also. But they were a great act. Bobby Smith had a very commercial pop voice. I guess they were a little different to funnel into the so-called Motown song. And after they left Motown in the late 60s, they had a great career in the 1970s. Well, before that, we heard Junior Walker and the All-Stars with a song called Shoot Your Shot, and that reached number 44 in 66. We started with Stevie Wonder, Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, a top 20 song back in the featured year of 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and let's continue featuring songs from April to June of 1966 with the Marvelettes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The dance and the latest sports car, plus a lot of money in the bank. Baby, just give me you in a love affair made for two. Don't make no mistake about which one I will take. You're the one. You're the one. You're the one.
You're
email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Gay would take this heart of mine, and they reached number 44 from the featured year of 1966. Well, Marvin stayed with Smokey Robinson for this song, but it was a disappointment only reaching that number 44. Compared with the success the Supremes and the Four Tops were having, this kept Marvin off of Motown's A-list. Well, he recalled that I was excluded from those big Motown shows going over to England. They said my English following didn't amount to anything. Well, that hurt. Of all the countries I wanted to be loved in, England headed the list. But, as biographer Sharon Davis pointed out, to persuade Marvin to visit London at this time was a mammoth task because he loathed flying. Well, Gay performed this song on his only appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 1966. Well, before that, we heard from the Supremes, Love is Like an Itching on My Heart, a number 9 song from the featured year of 1966. And we started with the Marvelettes, You're the One, a 48 tune from that same year, 1966. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And let's keep it in those great 3 months of April to June of 1966 with The Temptations, a great song, ain't too proud to beg. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
Each night I pray we'd never part, for the love within my heart grows.
What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, that reached number 7 from the featured year of 1966. That song ascended Jimmy Ruffin to Hitsville stardom after 5 long years of struggling. He was provided with the smash by the new recording team of Detroit's native James Dean and William Weatherspoon, a Motown City rhythm and blues veteran who sang with Stanley Mitchell's doo-wopping Tornadoes and co-wrote a song for Jackie Wilson called Why Can't You Be Mine. Well, before that, we heard from the Four Tops, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, a number 45 tune from that featured year of 1966, and we started with The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, number 13 from, yes, 1966. You've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and this entire hour, we've been featuring hit songs from the first 6 months of 1966. Quite an array of talent back then. Well, if you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website, I've featured all your favorite Motown artists and some of the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.